Hi, my name is Judy Mann. I'm the curator for European Art to 1800 here at the St. Louis Art Museum. You're looking at two portraits by Rembrandt van Rijn, one of the major figures, certainly, of the Dutch 17th century. These are portraits of the Reverend Johannes Ellison and his wife, Maria Bacanola. They were created in 1634. It was the commission of their son, also called Johannes, and it commemorates a visit, we believe, that the couple made to Amsterdam in 1634. Ellison was a Dutch Reformed preacher, and he was in Norwich, England. He had gone there to service a kind of immigrant community of worshipers who had fled the Netherlands during the Spanish occupation. What's really remarkable, certainly the size of these portraits is one thing. They're quite large. The son was a wealthy merchant. He wished to demonstrate his wealth and success by these marvelous portraits of his parents. But what I want to look at is the way in which Rembrandt treats a very traditional form of portraiture, the paired portrait. He shows them in pretty much the identical poses. They both sit in chairs. They face one another. They both have their right arm extended and their left arm held against their body. In the case of the Reverend, the right arm clasps the end of the arm of the chair. It's a more forceful, assertive gesture. His wife also extends her right arm, but her fingers rest gingerly against the wood of the chair. For the Reverend, he brings his left hand to his body, fingers splayed. It presses against his chest. That gives us an image of passion and belief. In her case, she rests her left arm against more of her abdomen, and there isn't quite as assertive or easily identifiable passion in that pose. It's respectful, it's typical of a female portraiture, but it doesn't give us insights into personality. Both of them have curtains behind. With hers, there's an indeterminate space. With him, there are books, 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 and books. And then two specific books that are opened for us to peruse. Tilted up against the other books and opened is a book with where he has taken the brush with gray, pale gray paint and made very regular lines suggestive of a printed page. Probably a Bible, we don't know. Open with face up on the table is a book in which the Reverend has written. It has script, a handwriting. So this is the mark of a lively mind. He's a writer, he's a reader, and certainly Rembrandt wants to engage in this very fascinating person.